The occasion is the World Meeting of Families, which takes place about every 4 years. The last one was held in Philadelphia, and in 2018 it's being held in Dublin, and we are told that the Pope himself chose Dublin for the next meeting of the World Meeting of Families. Perhaps it shows his interest in Northern Europe and the faith in this part of the world.
Okay, so normally a papal visit is not announced officially until 6 months before, but we know that from the meeting yesterday the Taoiseach and the Pope that the nod was given.
Well, that is true. I mean, what I know from the papers, like all of us, and the Taoiseach has announced that. And he told the press conference afterwards that the Pope had said that he would come to Dublin. And we were hoping for that, but of course we're not altogether sure. But that's wonderful. Good news, I must say. And I think it is something that will be welcomed by the many people in the country. It will be a boost, I think, in many ways.
Yeah. So what's involved in a papal visit? It's a huge organisational operation, isn't it?
It is indeed. It makes it in some ways more complicated, but more exciting too, because many people will want to hear the Pope and go to see him. And a lot of detail has to be figured out as yet. I mean, they have to figure where exactly is he going to, what places is he going to visit, and how long is he going to stay here. I should imagine it would be a day or 2 days at the most.
And what's your best bet, if you don't mind me using that word? Where do you think the Pope will go to?
Well, certainly he'll come to Dublin. There's no doubt about that. There is speculation that, and I think the Taoiseach also mentioned it, or he was asked, what about if he did want to visit, let's say, Northern Ireland or a part of Northern Ireland? And he said he would do everything he could, you know, to make that possible. But that, of course, is a further complication because it implies another political jurisdiction. And why people are speculating on that is that Pope John Paul, when he did come, he wanted to visit Northern Ireland, but the situation at the time didn't allow him to do that. It was too dangerous.
Yeah, but times have changed.
Times have changed a lot, and there is peace and reconciliation. And I think it will be welcomed by the great majority of Christians and Catholics in the whole country, in the whole island of Ireland.
Yeah, I think the Presbyterian Church in Ireland yesterday issued a statement in relation to the papal visit, welcoming it.
I think so. I think because he is a church leader, world leader in that sense, and I think all will have an interest in it, just the same as if there was a leader of some other church coming. And he, of course, has a world stature, and he's appreciated by many people, and Pope Francis is loved by many people. So I think it will be something very welcome and give a boost, I think, to a whole lot of people. In fact, I was speaking to a lady yesterday who said, oh, it's wonderful news. I think it will be able to celebrate our faith, you know, give the ordinary people of the country a voice, you know, sometimes afraid to speak about their religion or to speak about their beliefs. And it will be a boost to everybody.
Now, the last visit by Pope John Paul was rock star status, let's face it.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, how many people turned out for these events? Yeah. It's not going to be that kind of scale.
Well, it's not going to be that kind of a scale. But nevertheless, the visit of a Pope is always something very special. And, I mean, he has visited some countries not only once, but a few times, you know, and you always get a good crowd, and people are willing to go and are eager to go and see the Pope.
Mm. Would you be hopeful that, I mean, Michael Kelly from the Irish Catholic was on the programme a month or so ago,
yeah,
and he was suggesting that, you know, you couldn't rule out the possibility they might come to a place like Derry.
Well, obviously we can't rule out anything. I mean, if you speak of Northern Ireland, one would spontaneously think of Armagh, the archdiocese, you know, which straddles the border as a part in the north and part in the south. But there's no guarantee of that, and that hasn't been decided yet.
And have you heard Derry mentioned?
Personally, I haven't heard Derry mentioned, but like any other place in Northern Ireland, it is a possibility. But that's all pure speculation, and we won't know until nearer the time when the itinerary is made out.
Now, he's going to be, this is Bishop Philip Boyce, by the way, Bishop of Raphoe. Bishop, he's going to be about 82 then, isn't he?
Well, yes, he'll be. In fact, he's almost 80 now. He'll be 80 now in next month in December. So he'll be 80 in December 2016. Yeah, he'll be approaching 82. That is true. Of course, it all depends on his health, but he seems to be in good health, and he seems to be travelling quite a bit. And Ireland isn't all that far away from Italy.
Yeah. So who's involved in the itinerary from the Irish perspective?
Well, first of all, we'll have to see in Rome where exactly he's going to visit. You know, he'll be briefed on what the possibilities are, but then the decision will be made in conjunction. And I'm sure the Archbishop of Dublin will have a lot to say in that, because, after all, the World Meeting of Families is taking place in Dublin.
And then after that?
After that, then if he visits, well, then of course the primate, Archbishop Eamon Martin, and I'm sure a group of bishops and advisors as regards to where he goes. And when we know exactly where he's going, well, then all the other details can be worked out.
And have you met him recently?
I've met him only very briefly. I was at a meeting in Rome, in which afterwards we went to the general audience in St. Peter's Square, and the bishops there present just went up and greeted him briefly. And I met him a second time in something similar. It was a symposium in Rome, and he spoke to us just very briefly. We went up just in a file, one after another, and spoke to him for a moment.
And how do you find him?
I found him in good form. And I actually mentioned that, well, you know, we have the World Meeting of Families, and he nodded. Well, of course, you can take nothing out of that, but oh, he said, yes, yes, yes. He gave the impression that he would like to be there. But here we have the confirmation now from the Taoiseach's visit.
So you were getting a plug-in, were you?
Well, of course, if you get so near, you do put in a plug. But, of course, obviously, in a brief, casual meeting like that, I mean, these decisions can't be taken. But it shows the desire that he would have. I mean, he could have easily said, well, I'm getting too old now, or I'm not joining as much now as I would before, and so on. But no, he didn't say that. He gave, in fact, the opposite impression. And now, as we see how things are working out, it seems to be, yeah, that's really what he would like to do, come to Ireland.
And if he's well enough, he will, and it'll be 2018.
And I think, you know, I think he was in Ireland before as a student. You know the way young students come to an English-speaking country to brush up their English? And as far as I was told, he was in a house, perhaps a Jesuit house in Dublin for a month or whatever in one of the summers. But, of course, he would be just one student among others. So there wouldn't be much of a record of that.
Okay. It's fabulous news, says a caller. Maybe it will reignite the faith of those who've lost their way in the last number of years. Yes. Now, what do you say of
well,
that?
That is always true. I mean, I heard a story of John Paul II, and when he went to the World Meeting of the Youth meeting in Toronto in Canada, and there was this chef in one of the restaurants in one of the main streets, and the Pope was coming down the main street, and of course everybody was out to the windows looking, and the chef had said, I might as well go out myself. I think he was an immigrant from Poland, and he did. And just seeing him passing impressed him so much that he gave up his job and he went on for the priesthood, no less, and he's a priest today. So, I mean, people are impressed, you know, and people are strengthened in their faith. And certainly it will be a call to greater faith, and many people will reignite their faith in the papal visit when they see the Holy Father and listen to his words in Ireland.
Yeah. Now, politicians, some are making statements, as you know, generally welcoming the visit, although I think it was Shane Ross who said he welcomed the plans, but he said, I don't have a big issue with it. The proximity to the likely abortion referendum may not be appropriate. Some people say that this visit is being timed specifically to try and influence. What do you think of that comment?
I wouldn't think it was timed in that way at all, because it was timed for the World Meeting of Families in Dublin in 2018. And that happens every 4 years. And the last time, as I said, it happened in the United States of America in Philadelphia. And this time it was Europe that was decided. And it was, as far as we know, it was the Holy Father himself who chose Dublin, because it's in the northern part of it, and he would like to give the faith a boost in the northern part of Europe. And families, help families, because he speaks very much about family life. So I don't, in that way, the decision has nothing to do with the abortion referendum or anything political.
Okay. Based on the deep hurt inflicted by the church in this country, he needs to acknowledge the disgraceful behaviour of some of his Irish flock, and he needs to apologise to the whole country for what they've done under the umbrella of the Catholic Church. I hope he will apologise, otherwise his visit will mean nothing. Now, would you expect him to address
that? Well, I'm sure he will mention it in one way or another. This is something that has been mentioned again and again. It has been brought up all the time, and the bishops have mentioned it a lot, have apologized repeatedly, and the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, and this man too has mentioned it, and he's not afraid to mention that, and that will be done. I can't actually say what he's going to say, but I'm sure it won't be something that's hushed up.